Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here this week. And today we have back with us our very inspiring and wonderful guest. She is life transition and also LGBT coach, Monique Sanders. And she is the founder of Silhouette Life Coaching. And anybody, again, that was lucky enough to catch the prior segments that we've had with her will know that the topics that we do speak on today will definitely hit very close to home. It is now Wednesday, the 14th of September, and as a reminder to all of our guests tuning into our show today, our show with Monique Sanders will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. You can also visit our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And if you're really into the social media, you can also catch this show on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. Now, our guest today, Monique Sanders, she really focuses her practice on helping women. Women that are dealing with difficult transitional moments and also self-accepting issues in their lives. And most importantly, women that are going through divorce. That's a very difficult time. And women who are really are trying to come out of the closet. That's a very lonely time for many women that are dealing with these issues. There's not really many people you can turn to for help. There's not really many family members that accept these issues at first. This is a very, very difficult time for many women and also men out there. Who do we turn to for help? Where do we go? Which is why I am really very, very proud to present to our audience today life and LGBT coach Monique Sanders of Silhouette Life Coaching. How are you doing today, Monique?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Matthew, so much for having me on today. This is going to be fascinating.
Well, we are very happy to have you on, Monique, especially speaking on an issue that's really very important, especially in our country at this moment. For the people that really didn't have the opportunity to catch the prior segments, can you really explain to them who exactly is Monique Sanders?
Well, thank you, Matthew. And yes, to get this started, I'm a woman that absolutely believes in being honest about my sexuality, who I am as a woman, as a mother. And I'm also a certified life coach that has specialized in helping other women in a very unique area. And as your intro introduced me, yes, I work with women who have divorced their husbands because they're attracted to women. You know, helping women who are suffering with their sexual identity and desire to be free of their judgment and pain. So, you know, this idea that we are who we are and we have to be happy. And I just want everyone to know that you know, I love coaching, and coaching women who are starting out on this journey is really where the work is being done. And I bring this level of passion in because it's my own experience, and I know it's a frightening experience. So when I started my journey and I slowed down and processed how unhappy I was fighting my attraction, my personal attraction to women, I was already 32 years old. I was a single mother of two boys, and I had already built a successful computer consulting company. And so throughout the years following my coming out, I had to deal with, you know, the men I had dated, and I had to analyze everything that that I had gone through, and so this is what I offer to my clients, and to you know, just to get down to the pain and try to resolve it. So thank you, Matthew.
And what really led to the foundation of Silhouette Life Coaching?
Well, so Silhouette Life Coaching was started in 2015, again, to help women who are coming out later in life and have too much to lose if they don't manage their situation correctly. You know, after working through my self-development and working through my own transformation, I decided that I wanted to help other women in the same way that I had, you know, worked it for myself. And I had collected all the coaching tools over this 9-year process, and I've gone back through my experiences, and I'm rewriting, and I'm offering this. So Silhouette Life Coaching and the website that I offer is the result of all the work that I've done for myself and what I want to offer.
And a quick note to the audience. And I really have to stress this. Our research team assures that we carefully vet every guest that comes onto our show. And this is to really assure that every guest that we do have on is the most qualified in the world at the services that they do offer. So, again, to anybody in the audience that are dealing with any issues that as far as the services that Monique does offer, again, please be assured that she is one of the best and most qualified people in the world to help you get through this issue. If you could please share with the audience, Monique, the different areas that you focus on when working with your clients.
Absolutely. So the first area that I work on when I'm coaching clients is their belief system. So the approach is to understand what causes their emotional pain. And so this casual coaching, as it's referred to, is just a technique to bring awareness to the thoughts that, you know, that we create and the emotions caused by our thinking. When we focus there on our, you know, on our conscious thoughts, the result is that you get to create a life that you want, right? You get to decide ahead of time.
Yeah.
The other area that we focus on is determining and defining what it means to each client, what their same sex or even their opposite sex attraction means for them. So this detail is very unique. You won't find it anywhere else, but we're going to talk about what is your sexual desire, what is it that you find attractive about a man or a woman, and we're going to have those hard conversations. And we're going to have unbelievable conversations throughout our sessions, but the work is completely designed behind, you know, identifying our thoughts, identifying our attraction, and then the last piece is making the small changes every day to have the lifestyle that we want.
Okay. And again, those are very important topics to really discuss with these clients. And just as a quick question, Monique, because you just really explain how, you know, you're asking them what is it that they're actually attracted to. Are there any situations where people may think that they may be attracted to the same sex and may not be? Have you ever encountered something like that?
Absolutely. The idea is when we ask the right questions and we're willing to be honest with ourselves. And so this is where my work comes in. I'm going to ask those hard questions. And it's my client's job to dig deep and figure it out. And so when I've asked my clients, you know, are you attracted to women or are you curious about women? They have to do their work that supports that. And so it's very intimate. It's very private, and it can be very intimidating. And so again, I'm going to bring you through that process so that you can wake up, you know, tomorrow morning and not doubt, not have this middle gray buffer area of, you know, what's going on. And so it really just clears things up. And it clears things up to the point where, you know, if you feel that you are attracted to the same sex, you can have that conversation with your partner, who may be your husband or your boyfriend. And so I work with customers so that we can get to the bottom of it. And my personal, you know, I felt the same way. When I had to come out, I had to tell someone, and at the time I didn't trust anyone. You know, I really believed that my personal information was too personal to talk about, and I struggled with my sexuality for a long time. And, you know, what makes me unique is I had a twin sister, someone that I confided in, and I had a best friend that knew everything about me, and I still feared telling them, these two individuals, how I felt, because I feared what would happen to our friendship, our relationship. So coming out was a long, drawn-out process that took years, and I came to a point where I realized that I deserved to be happy, and I also deserved to, you know, to have the relationship I felt was appropriate for me. And so I sat down, and it took that time to get clear. I wanted to be out. I knew I wanted to date women. I know I wanted to fall in love. And I wanted to do these three things without compromising my culture, without compromising, you know, my relationship with my children, and without compromising my career. And the results have been phenomenal. So thank you.
And you're coming out altogether. It's a wonderful story. And to remind our audience, to really be able to make it onto our show, to not only offer really wonderful services, you must really also have a wonderful and very powerful story. And again, a story that'll hit close to home for many people tuning in. If you could very briefly share with the audience, Monique, your personal story, some of what you just explained with us about your whole process of coming out.
Yeah, thank you. So my children at the time, my little boys were 6 and 10. I had ended my long-term relationship with my youngest son's father. And to this day, we're best friends. And I believe we're best friends because our little boy has special needs. And our day, at the point where he and I separated, my day was filled with managing my son's care, which was very difficult at the time, just to get him through his day. And my older son was angry with me because, you know, Dad was not at home with us. And I was in a hurricane of a mess. I had a house, a mortgage, two kids, and this family that expected me to be there for them. So I fought. I fought for a long time, about 2 years, where I didn't discuss, you know, the breakup. I didn't discuss any new relationships. I didn't discuss anything with anybody for 2 solid years. I was very confined. And somehow through the chaos, I decided that I could do this. I could come out and I could do this without losing my Spanish culture, my children, and definitely not my career. And so I started writing, and I created this, like, this disaster recovery plan is how I refer to it. And and the plan worked. And I'm going to share this plan with every client who works with me. But, you know, it all started by calling another coach that I know and letting her know that I was out, or that I needed to, that I was gay, and that I didn't know where to go from here. And it took her not responding to me the way I thought to actually get me to come to the point where I could discuss this and really take control of my life and really become the empowering individual that I wanted to be. And so based on all that experience, today when I disclose to someone that I'm gay, their response may be complete silence. And then their response may be, hey, not a problem, you know, what time are we meeting for dinner? You know, it's not an issue. But what I take with me is that I'll never be able to determine what someone's response is to the information that I'm gay. But I can be honest with myself. I can be honest with who I am and how I show up in my life, and that's the reward. That's the expertise that I'd like to offer any woman that is going through this transition in their life at this time.
And again, it's a very wonderful story. With so many women out there that are looking to make this transition, and listening to your story, I know they must be moved. How would you assist them in making their transition? You know, from taking them from where they are to where they want to be.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I've done is I've defined what a successful transition was for me. I defined it as being able to keep my culture, keep my relationships with my family, and continue on with my private life without compromise. And so coming out, I'm going to acknowledge it's very difficult, and it's one of the most intimate journeys that a woman can experience. But I also have to let women who are listening, our audience, know that, you know, your sexuality doesn't define who you are. So the way I'm going to assist you to through your transition is, you know, define what it means to you. Get clear on how you want to make your lifestyle changes and what's appropriate for you, because each of us have a unique situation. Each of us have a unique story, and we have to find what works. And to share that, and for you to know that your attraction to women is real, and that what you're feeling, you know, is never going to go away unless you address it. And so the whole part of the transition is to present yourself as real and as authentic as you can be, to identify with your fears, and then come out in a way that is appropriate for you. And, you know, I can tell my clients, you're not going to know how your ex-boyfriend or ex-husband will respond to you, or what they'll say or think about you, but it doesn't matter, because you can't read minds. You possibly can't know how they'll react to you, and the unknown is okay.
Yes, you're right. There's really no way to tell how people would react. So how exactly did you develop your coaching style, Monique?
My coaching style was developed, of course, through trial and error over the last 9 years of my life. But I got really clear, and I found a coach who was offering certification. And so I became a certified coach using the philosophy of casual coaching. And what we do is we uncover the root cause of your belief system that really harnesses the negative or positive factor in your life, and then we explore that, and we decide, you know, together as a coach client team, what works for you, what thoughts or beliefs can you let go of that are no longer serving you, and then what are the new thoughts and beliefs that you can adopt that feel comfortable, that feel good, that you can create this long lifestyle change.
Now, you explained to our team members that you do have a free consultation. And this is for people that either want to get more information or really see if you guys can really work together. Can you really explain to the audience what can they expect from your free consultation?
Absolutely. So the free consultation is designed and set up as an intake session. I think personally it's important to connect with a person when you share intimate information. And so we're going to exchange this information in a question-answer session for free. And in order to do that, you have to reach out to me. You have to visit my website. You'll need to opt in for the free session or email me directly or call me. And in this session, you can ask me any question. Of course, I'll be asking questions of the client. And this is for me to get enough information to decide if coaching is appropriate, if my philosophy is appropriate. And then I just need to let everyone know, during the free consultation, the call is confidential. And this is my invitation. I invite your audience to call me and let's talk about what you're feeling, and if you're interested, there's a free workbook on my website called Pause for Your Sexuality, and it may be a good option for clients as well.
Okay, and again, I know many people tuning in that are dealing with this issue are definitely considering this. Can you really explain to them, Monique, by working with you, what are some of the positive results that they'll begin to experience?
Oh, my goodness. So positive results, well, the most important result is the love and consideration that you've given to yourself. The results are positive because when you learn to understand your desires, why they're important to you and how to create the emotions that serve you, you know, then you change your life. This type of work creates real results that are that you can smile at, that you can be proud of. It's like finding a partner that you're attracted to, you know, falling in love after years of disappointing relationship, and the list goes on. So the experience might not be like always positive or happy going, but the result are awesome, and that's what I offer.
And the results are great, and I know many people in the audience are probably thinking, yes, I want to do this, but again, Monique, the question on everybody's mind, how soon could they expect to see these results once they start working with you?
Well, results are immediate. But I make that statement with caution because results can be comfortable and uncomfortable for my clients. So, again, when I say results, you have to know that it comes with this level of understanding that they may be uncomfortable results. See, Matthew, what happens is when you start the self-awareness process alone, it will cause all sorts of emotions to surface. And this is why having a coach is really important. It's really my job to prepare you for what happens when you're uncomfortable. And I'm gonna tell the audience right now that we have between 60 and 70,000 thoughts a day. Our subconscious mind works on those thoughts to solve problems that create the most amount of pain, whether we want to or not, okay? So when you don't manage your mind, it's like watching a two-year-old prepare their own breakfast. You know, the baby understands what a bowl is used for. She knows what a box of cereal she prefers, and she knows she'll probably need some milk. Now imagine the bowl, the box of cereal, and the gallon of milk was left on the table just within your baby's reach. Without supervision, your baby would get some of the milk in the bowl and possibly have to scoop the cereal off the floor. And if we're lucky, she may remember to grab a spoon and use a spoon properly. So this is what I'm referring to, is this uncomfortableness until we understand what it is that we're experiencing.
Okay, and again, that's really a wonderful way of describing the situation. Monique, in your personal opinion, because there are so many coaches out there, what really sets you apart from all of the other life coaches?
Well, thank you for asking. I simply offer to coach women who are struggling with feelings that they are sexually attracted to women. I provide a unique safety plan that I believe is the only one offered in the industry that customizes your coming out after being married to a man or after, you know, having a long-term boyfriend or a long-term relationship. So, yeah, that's pretty much what sets me apart. Thank you, Matthew, for asking.
Yes, and again, I need to stress what she just said just now. We are not aware of any other coach that really focuses her practice on this topic. So, again, to everyone tuning in out there, if you are dealing with this situation, if you are looking to transition, you must take that first step. And, again, reaching out to Monique is a process of that first step that could help you really come out and be the person who you truly are or feel that you would like to be. Monique, I really hear the passion and the excitement in your voice every time you do speak on your coaching practice. If you could really tell me and also the audience, what's the personal satisfaction you get from helping women go through this transitional moment?
Because it works. But I generally like to help others, Matthew. And in my IT career, it was my specific approach to teaching and guiding computer business owners the process of, you know, managing their data that really set me apart as far as the consultants that are available here in the area that I live in. And so I got really efficient, and I specialized in creating computer disaster recovery plans, and they were written documentation of a small business's network security and data processing methods. And so unconsciously, when I came out, I designed a safety plan for myself, and being or having this expert feeling and feeling good is where the satisfaction comes from. And I know that the clients that I provide a safety plan to, I'm going to have 100% success, and we're going to be successful together. And I'm really proud of the friendships that I've made over the years. And I know that there's just a lot of people that are hurting. And I know that there are a lot of intelligent women suffering from sexual identity issues, and they can benefit from a casual coach. They can benefit from picking up the phone and talking to somebody who can bring them through that process. And, you know, I just get a genuine satisfaction of doing what I do best, and that's helping others.
Okay. And we have a little under a minute left, Monique. And I know many people are wondering how they can get in contact with you or sign up for your program. Can you share that information with the audience?
Absolutely. If everybody who's interested in getting to know me, send me an email. The email address is silhouettelifecoach@gmail.com. You can also visit my website. It's silhouettelifecoaching.com. And I also have a special offer as an exclusive offer to the Blog Talk Radio listeners. I've set up a one-time program offer for $97. Space is limited, however, so go ahead and go online and book. It's a $215 discount for my regular pricing. And then you can also call me and leave me a message. My phone number is available on the website.
Okay. And again, it's Silhouette, SILHOUETTE, lifecoaching.com. And again, Monique, it was an honor having you back on stage, sharing your story. We look forward to having you back on again in the future. To everyone out there, please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates with Monique Sanders. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful afternoon. And to you, Monique, it's an honor having you on today. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Take care.
You too.